Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Cameron. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, love. My name is DeMichael. Last name is Scott. Recently, my job at NOLA Hospital at Jackson had just, well, my floor recently shut down, so they gave all the nurses and techs, like, this form, and they told us to file for the unemployment through the phone, so I'm just, like, just following this little process here.
Okay. Can I have your social, please?
No problem. 418-49-4078.
All right. So, can you verify your date of birth for me?
September the 14th, 1998. I'm a Virgo, baby.
Me too.
Yes, honey. Oh, yes. Hold on, though. August or September, though?
September.
Oh, okay. I guess you're a real one. I guess, honey.
Can you verify your driver's license number for me?
Let me keep that. I'm going to wallet it. Yeah, this one. Oh, child, it's in the wrong person. Hold on. All right, that number is 9576-824.
Okay, so I'm just going to start asking you the claim question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Oh, no, honey, I do drag. I do good.
Is English your preferred language?
Oh, yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I'm too lit, unless you want to call that lit disabled. I like to party. That's my disability. My bad.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I am not in the military, but child, I'm looking for a military head. Do you know where to head?
I'm so weak. Oh, my gosh. And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
I got my cosmetology certificate, and I also got my certification at Turner State Community College.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after
mm-hmm.
your repayments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'll do direct deposit.
Okay. And what bank is it for?
Maybe Federal Credit Union.
All right. And did you want it in your checking and savings account?
I'll do the check-in.
And did you have the routing number?
All right. Let me go up to this app. Oh, right. Ooh, child, I need to get my nails done, baby. I want you to see my nails. I got some acrylic, and they like 3 inches long. I got like some diamonds on them. Okay, tell me this. If you were going for let's say you're going to an all-white party, right? We talk about some fancy, like, upscale stuff. So, an all-white dress, blonde, nice cut angle bob, nice red lipstick. What would you go for when it comes to the nails?
I get white nails anyway. I just like all white nails. I get it every time, but that's just me. That might just be me.
Well, I've never done like a solid color before without no stones or no bark, nothing added on to it. You, oh no, this will be new to me. But hold on, let me do the rider thing first. I know these folks probably like, she's even working. She is working. I'm just talking to my best friend. I know we're being recorded. But the router number was 25-60-74 97 and a 4.
And you said 25, did you say 16 or 60?
60.
Okay, and then you said 74, 9, 7, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and the account number?
Is 70, 86, 47, 22,
68. I got 70, 86, 47, 22, 58.
68.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I am so mad that my eyebrows will not look the same. I'm trying to do my makeup. Once I was just trying to look skinny and fishy, and the other side be looking like Resbucia, like this.
Not Resbucia.
I understand it beautifully. They taught us that eyebrows are sisters, they're not twins, but they're going to be twins today.
I'm so dead. And what's your melanin?
You sound like you're from Atlanta.
I'm from Wetumpka.
Oh, child, girl, yes. Oh, you red. Oh, you nice country, too. Oh, baby. You got five niggas fighting over you right now. They don't even know.
Oh, my God.
I love me some country girls, babe. I love y'all. But when it comes down to partying, baby.
And what's your mailing address?
My mailing address is P.O. Box 1061, Haynesville, Alabama 36040.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
Oh, no. My actual permanent address is like 5 minutes down the street from the post office. It's 65 River Drive, Haynesville, Alabama. But where I begin all my mail letters to that P.O. box is, honey, apparently, in my little neighborhood, folks be stealing too much, and I ain't got time for none of it. Because, Charlie, I swear, if I got to run, if I see a crackhead somebody trying to go to my mailbox, I'm running out with my panties on and a switch. They're going to see a 6 foot tall motherfucker come out there with some box, teeth, box braids and nails and a half a lash on. Oh, matter of fact, girl, have you watched T-Valley?
Yes.
Oh, child, girl, Lil Murda ain't my baby daddy no more. Girl, he even turns out, honey. He even turns out.
I haven't watched it in like 3 weeks, though.
3 weeks? Girl, hold on. When the last time you watched?
What was that? When Keyshawn, when Wody had killed the man because he was trying to get Keyshawn.
Wody killed. Oh, girl. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I can't even tell you no more. Then you need to go back and watch the last three. Because three then came out after that.
I was watching it, but then my little Stars trial ran out. And I didn't want to pay you. Because I didn't want to pay the little $8.99 for Stars. So I did the 7-day trial and then it ran out.
Girl, you better go on Hulu and do that 7 days. honey, I know how to find the ways now, honey. This girl says you should have been watching all them shows back to back. That's why they give you those trials, just so you can watch your favorite show. Oh, Jesus. But is there anything else you need from me, honey? Because I'm trying to figure out which bra, because I'm trying to pay. I want my breasts to look like a double D tonight. So I'm trying to make everything look good.
You said your mailing address on the residence address, you said it was 65. What now?
Like, if y'all going to send me any mail or something like that, it goes directly to the P.O. box, which is P.O. box 1061 Have Alabama 32040. Yes, girl.
He's gonna make me put both of them though, just even though that's your mail address.
Okay, as long as they don't try to send it to my house, and that thing will try to go send back.
Well, what was the rest of it after the 65?
65 River Drive, Hainesville, Alabama 36040.
And has your address changed in the past year? And what's a good phone number for you?
213 is the area code. 219-8874. But if you want to call my hoochie line, it's 1-800. I'm just kidding. I just saw because some of your coworkers told them niggas how to listen. They probably like, oh shit. Niggas, y'all can cash at me. Oh, jeez. I don't know how people go out sometimes and go to work and not laugh and have fun. Every time I get on the phone with somebody, if I sound, I'm an empath, so I feel energy right off the bat. Your energy, it was coming off as, I'm ready to go. I pray this ain't no annoying ass cousin or something like this. Okay, she thinks about me like this. Well, hey, friend, what's up? We gonna push the popping together. You gonna have a good day after you get off the phone with little Miss Honey. Honey, shoot. Just because they say a prime month old, it's never old for me, honey. 365 days till I die.
I'm so dead.
Don't put no brown dirt in my grave. That dirt better be the color of the rainbow. You better go in order. Red dirt, blue dirt, yellow dirt. My homegirls knowing I'm dead serious, too. My makeup better be good. Then my outfit, I wish they would put an old Anna Pearl wig on my head talking about something. It looks so classic, girl. You better put me on some 30-inch bust-down black funnel. I want my curls to pop it to the guys. I want my Louis Vuitton nails, my white St. Laurent little dress on and stuff like that. And they said that a bitch that they ain't going to see your feet. Well, let me tell you something. Cast is going to be see-through. You're going to see everything. I want all my trade to be looking at all the checks.
I'm so dead.
This is going to be the most legendary call they ever going to go back to play. But y'all, if y'all want to ever figure out who this was that was on the phone, you can follow me on YouTube and say, follow my Instagram and we love Shay. Two. Oh, child, I've been on the phone for 14 minutes. Shit, I might as well say you my boyfriend is.
I'm so dead. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
They're going to ask me a quick. Oh, I knew this was coming. Yes, I am a boy, but I may look like a woman. I am male. That's the question you're asking. Oh, God, you want to ask me that question?
Okay.
This is why I can't work on this. I can't do no operating job. Or I can't be serious. Okay. Let me try this. Let me get my power bank. Here we go.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Dadeland Physical Therapy, Heimer Brothers, Lifeline Med, Shark Capital Corporation, or none of the above?
I don't know what none of that is, so I don't know what I put none of the above. I don't know what none of that is.
And in what county do you currently live? Calhoun, Morgan, Lowndes, Madison, or none of the above? Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 106 Woodland Hills Drive, 1316 Mobile Street, 3551 Carter Hill Road, 5700 Parkside Pass, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
I don't know what none of that is, but I probably slept over with somebody who probably heard the house over there, but I don't know the address.
Right. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-224-0999, 334-224-1702, 334-224-2776, 334-224-8747, or I've never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
Never been associated.
And which of the following street addresses in Montgomery have you ever lived at or been associated with? 116 Brookview Court, 1317 Devonshire Drive, 3534 Oak Street, 7112 South Copperfield Court. None of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
Not familiar with neither one of those.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. I need to go to another state, man. I'm trying to go to Cali to get my ass done. So I will go to Miami, but they keep on claiming that the doctor's down there is going to fuck your shit up. And I'm not trying to look like K. Michelle when they dropped on that last season. I'm trying to keep everything good.
I was so finna ask what happened to Dr. Miami. You talking about you going all the way to California.
They see, they be doing, let me tell you the tea on this. You got a real tea. Let me pour this drink real quick. Here we go. All right. So, Dr. Miami only does a select group of clients that he be doing their body good. So, baby, let me tell you something. I'm not going to go up there. Do you know who T.S. Madison is?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, look her up on YouTube when you get a chance. T.S. Madison went over there to get her butt done. She's looking good for the first month. After a month's time, everything just started deforming. Like, when she left the table, it was giving Kim Kardashian in her younger years. But now, it's giving Resbucha after 12 strokes in her ass. Like,
what is your beef with Resbucha? You will not leave my sis alone. I said, what is your beef with Resbucha? You will not let my sis rest.
First of all, I can never let her use the rest because I can't get past that book.
And you sound just like her too.
Oh yeah, son, I do impressions a little bit like some. I just make my clients laugh. I just like to come up in there with just my little loud colors on and stuff like that and just coming in just doing damn funny. Honey, if we work together, we'll never be at work on time. Or we'll be at work. We'll just be oh, look. Okay, I'm going to try to get back in my seriousness. All right. Oh, look. I weird creepy ooh, child. It was supposed to be a middle part and it's a left part. Bless it. I want to go. I'm like, girl, what my party? What do you feel? I'm wearing a frontal. Where my girl should be good. I'm trying to put on the bottom. Dude, I ain't gonna be ending today. I think I'm gonna be. I might be. My what my girl name is. Might be Aaliyah today.
Lord.
Oh, I forgot what we were talking about. Anyway, what, girl, is we even at work?
Oh, my God.
I forgot what we were doing. I thought going my own girl. I was about to ask you something. How about as a girl? I think it's a dude that want to fuck me, but what should I do? Because he married.
Oh, Lord, now he married.
Oh, God, that's not always easy, the niggas that are married. Got all these baby mamas. And this is me out here throwing it.
You can play stepmama. Huh? You can play stepmama out here.
I ain't playing no stepmama. It's too good to be some stepbaby. Listen, hold on. I gotta ask to make a nigga drop the wedding right here where it stands. If they say object and I stand up and they look at me, the wedding off. Because they had me the night before, and the day and the hour before the wedding.
Not the hour.
Oh, God, that's how you know you're a dirty. If you met a dirty ass nigga, if they cheated on you, on the hour before the wedding. I love me some gay weddings, but I love straight weddings, too. Ooh, child, is it something about a straight couple? Y'all interesting? One thing for the rest of your life? And y'all want to be lower? Okay. Girls are niggas. The most of the niggas. Oh, don't let a nigga meet a gay dude or a transgender or something like that. They have a good old time, honey. Now, those be the most homophobic niggas that they call feelings.
I believe.
I learned that. A real man would never have to guard up his sexuality as hard as homophobic guys do. If a man real comfortable and you know he likes us and pussy, he gonna be quiet about it. He might admit, let it be known once or twice, but he gonna be over his earth with it. Those the ones I say, oh, he's straight. But the ones that got the whole like, oh, it's just shaggy, and then that third. Now, why you just busted it open for Rashad last weekend behind football court? But y'all homeboys, though, but you was playing wide receiver. But that's none of my business.
Wide receiver?
I just gotta have fun. I don't care who I talk to, who I meet. Ooh, child, you should see when I meet cops.
Oh, Lord.
When cops pull me over, I tell them all the bad, honey, only gay cops pull me over, and it works every time. Every time you do it, you get what they do. Turn around. The reason I stopped you, and it'd be, oh, one dude did it. I thought he'll never do it, girl. He was so dark-skinned, 6'3", look like a nigga plays football. I'm like, oh, shit, this ain't gonna work. Do I have to put on my straight voice or something? Let me see, because I'm dressed like a boy today, so let me see. And then I pulled outside of my said, what's good? I said, what's up, sis? He said, I'm not just serious. I said, oh, child. Well, I said, my bad, only gay cops pulled me over. He turned around, and he turned back around. He said, well, honey, the only reason why I said, oh, that's why I'll be judging some of these niggas. Some of them be looking so masculine and so they voice don't be matching their bodies, and I got so mad. That was the first time an officer came to me, and I was pissed. I thought he was going to pull me over, take me out of the car, you know, lock me up and do a little something to pull me over or something like that. But he was just, he was one of the girls. I said, oh, bitch. I thought I was going to have a little fun. And all the other white cops, you the first black cop to pull me over in the whole since the year of 2022, and you going to hit me with the fist? Damn. Damn, yeah, that ass funny thing. I said, oh, I know you've been getting clapped. I know it. The niggas with them asses. They don't be wanting to get in touch for a reason because they know this shit feel low-key good.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, honey. Let her make out these fucking with saying, oh, don't grab my ass. So you had it done before, you like it, but you just don't want me to do it.
Oh, Lord.
Honey, I can make folks know some things. Just let me see the boyfriend or just talk to me about him. I'll tell you the whole story.
I'm going to start sending pictures in. Because I need to know.
You say you need to know. Girl, what's going on? You questioning your nigga? You questioning your nigga? He giving you signs?
Child, I ain't got one.
You got a girl you fucking with?
No, I'm out here just alone in the world.
You ain't gonna be alone too long. It's a dick out there, it's some piss out there, it's something out there for you. One of them. Shit, play the best of both worlds. Have both. Shit.
You done made me forget all about this claim. I done forgot. Back to the claim.
Oh, yeah, go. Oh, it's all about my phone. I'm done with this. Because these folks, y'all, don't fire her because she's doing a good job. This is customer service. She need to teach some of y'all a little something about this. So I hope y'all listening. But anyway,
okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Mm-mm, honey, but I'm about to work on the post. Yes, honey. After watching Key Valley, honey, I feel like I can do it.
I'm at it.
If listen to me, if Uncle Clifford can get his big black ass on that damn ball, I know damn well my 150-pound ass can do it. I felt sorry for little murder. Jesus.
Go on down there to the paint.
Huh?
Go on down there to the paint.
Cut the little shit ass. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. Have
oh,
you worked?
I love it. Okay.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government?
I feel like, well, one of the government. I don't think I'm working for the government. No, I don't. Y'all ask me that. I don't know. I will. Y'all ask me that. I'm working for the government for real.
Still, folks say, have you worked for the government as a civilian in the last 18
Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus. My mama's been over there dying. Mama, what is it about today? I woke up happy. People been telling me good stuff, and now I'm Jesus Christ. Only thing I wish I had, only thing that's not really good to me is the fact that my hospital floor closed down. That's the only thing I'm still kind of mad about, but I'm going to laugh my way through this.
That's the way to go.
Oh, I need to find me a doctor and ride up. Never mind. What's the question? Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm Virgo. We don't got no thing, honey. I'm out though. Shit. Yeah. Oh, don't let this would have been a Zoom. Oh. I would have been doing that at the way. Okay, I'm trying to be fair. All right.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
I need the military, man.
You and me both.
Drill my saga, honey. Better in. I will drop and give you 5,000. But this is... I want to cast the soul, throw it back into the body, and repeat. You ain't never heard that before, honey.
Hey, hey. Lord, you got me crying. I'm so dead. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
TRA, that's titties ready for action? I never had no titties ready for action, but I never had no TRA, so I don't do a TRA. I mean, they be red. I mean, they not too big, but I mean, it's a little bit of an action.
Not ready for action.
Oh, my God. I'll put my YouTube video, but I'll do that later. Oh, Jesus.
This thing stands for Trade Readjustment Allowance, and you talking about some titties ready for action. I am so dead. And when was the last day that you worked?
Get off of work. You got a friend now. It's me. But what do you do when you get home? Like, do you turn up? Do you party? I know you can't say too much, but do you enjoy yourself?
I don't down here. I do at school. I go back to school next morning, but I don't when I'm at home.
You in college?
Yes, I go to A&M up there in Huntsville.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
Oh, yes, Black Educated Queens, mama, yes! Oh, yes, we love us on Black Educated. We're not, man. Oh, good. Oh, child, yeah, you don't need no nigga fucking hell, child. Wait till you get to a little hell sick. Get to a nice little doctor or something like that, honey, shit. Oof. Girl, you try to go out there with the mindset you got now, and nigga's going to be like, oh, shit, well, I'm going to be a man, child. I'm going to be a little baby, and I'm just sitting in the house. You make all the men. Mm-mm. Look out for them, honey, just because they got good dick, that don't mean they going to be, girl. But like, he lay it down good. He can't. I'll pay the bills. I'll do this for me. Honey, I could find somebody an inch longer, a width thicker, balls lower, everything. Honey, dick is everywhere. So you just lock to that one lick? Oh, honey, no. I love when the niggas be trying to seem like, they got you under their hook. Like, after they get it, and you let them stay, they walk around the house trying to be all shirt and trying to be like, oh, this is my crib. Nigga, if you don't hurry up and get out, because there's a nigga that's 10 times taller than you that's about to come in here and make you look like we both. So, get the fuck out. I can't be in the. I like to have fun, baby. I like it. I'll be built for love one day. One day. When men start acting like, you know, good little men, I'll start being.
Oh, Lord.
I'm looking for the 5 basketball, 250-pound muscle. I'm looking for dick. She grabbed me by my throat. It's a wild nigga. Oh, don't let them be from Baltimore or New Orleans. Oh, that oh. You know what? After this call, I think I'm going out of town. The way I'm dressing up right now, I was just gonna go to the store. But the way I'm dressing up right now, we're gonna find us a nigga.
Go ahead.
Girl, we've almost been on the phone for an hour.
Lord, I told you I keep forgetting we ain't doing this claim.
what other questions you have of me?
All right, when was the last day that you worked?
The last day we was working was like about like two weeks ago, and then the floor closed, and I got this little piece of paper, and then they told us to call y'all and set everything up.
You said 2 weeks ago?
Yes, ma'am. That was around we closed on a Monday, the 4th of July. So it's the 4th of July is one of our last day. And no, it's the 4th of June. My bad. I'm looking at it. I had to pull up my email and it said show y'all this. June the 6th was the last day of employment at Jackson Hospital, Nolan.
Oh, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes, man. I probably took all the... Oh, my bad. I mean, yes. Oh. You're working. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, try to get a bit. I got to get a bit. Okay, let me try to act like I got this. All right, I'm going to pretend like, I'm on the phone with the president. All right, here we go.
Okay, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't think so, Ms. President.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I don't think I got a license, but I can be trained.
Mama, this your I'm your side. You this is you. You said it's after dying. Y'all need to help me with this. Somebody told me to buy PSA. Yeah. He said, there's no talking about PSA. I don't know what that means. So I said, I thought she meant Tinder. I mean T R A. He said, I said, does that mean Tinder? I said, oh, I got Tinder.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Attending training.
Yeah, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Oh.
Are you available to accept full time work?
Oh yes, honey. As long as it's 6 inches. Yes. Yes, I am totally acceptable of 6 and above inches. But we cut it off at 10, though. Because if y'all got some 10-inch dicks, now first off, that ain't real. That ain't that is. You gonna die along with that. Yeah, that's you ain't about to dislocate my jaw and my wall. First off, do you know how long it took the wall to be built in China for you to come up in here and bust it down? You think Did you hear Donald Trump say he's trying to rebuild my wall? I thought you were Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Y'all hire me.
Come on down here.
Son, I ain't got no time, because what if somebody gets to attitude me on the phone? They might be telling their whole life.
They do it every day. Hey, somebody for you caught attitude on the phone.
So I'm the only one you had some actual joy with the whole time since you've been at work.
You want the truth, or you want which we won.
Honey, if you're a Virgo that lie, oh, Jesus.
But yes, yes.
Oh, well, not wrong with that, honey. Oh, I don't know why folks give folks hell about stuff. I mean, shit, they just doing their job. Just help, just pay the price of these for everybody. Everybody just stay happy and just talk. Most probably I'd be like, where my shit at? I'll call this number. Y'all ain't doing y'all job right. Baby.
That'd be.
I would never have you. I would send you from person to person, from person to person. I'll go on lunch and never come back. Well, shout out to you, though. You got the mind for it, but you about to be out of there. You about to own your own shit. You about to have your degree. You about to get the car that you freaking wanted. You about to finally, you're not about to get an apartment. You finally about to get that house that you've been looking at, but you kept thinking it was going to be too much. You'll never afford it. Bitch, guess what? That house is fucking coming to you and that car. I ain't going to say no niggas, because most folks be like, oh, the niggas coming at you. Fuck all that. Get your shit done first. Make sure the queen is in her palace all in order. And if the queen want to bring a little princess in there or a little nice stick or a little knight, you can do that. If you want to keep the pawns, you can keep them. You want to throw them back out into the lake, do it. But just make sure you in order so a nigga can never say that he gave you shit. Do you hear me?
I do.
Next case. And I hope somebody listening. And I was speaking to the lady in the back.
Lord, can you keep getting off subject? You supposed to be getting this claim done.
Okay, I'm gonna act like I got some sense.
Okay, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, I'm available.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
I wish I had two for you. I love a nigga with a pension. Hi. Corporate. I know you stand behind the desk, but hold on. I know you stand behind the desk, John. Why don't you just let me hold that timing for a while? I would do good on PayPal. I think I might not be a thing.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Uh-oh. Oh, I never get hurt in the job. I got hurt one time, but he didn't have no lube, so, yeah.
I'm crying.
Girl, it was so big. It felt like as he was putting it in, like he was starting a fire in my shit. Like, it was just... It was huge, like this, like, it wasn't long, girl. Sometimes it ain't about the length, it's the girth, like I think it was. It's like, it went go in the first three times, and I know it can fit, because couches can fit through doors. And I said, no, about this, I know it can go in. So, this is like, I'm like, nigga, it don't do everything. What, who trained these niggas that spin this stuff and will make it, that don't do nothing. You just find a wet, moist, dry fire in my asshole.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm ready for the next question. I started putting on my earring.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, girl, I'll go from Alabama to Cali to New York City, honey. I've done it before.
And what is the lowest What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Well, for my job, it was like 15. So I never had anything lower than that. I know some people that make higher, but yeah.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, thanks to hospital, I just, once I got my CNA, I just went straight into the hospital.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, because I was flying clouds. Oh, God, I wish we were coming back to baby. I don't know about other hospitals, and I finally know it because I've been looking around with trying to look, but haven't been having a look. But I can say that Jackson Hospital was the best hospital because, like, all nurses and techs or whatever, you pick your own schedule. You only require 3 days. Nurses only require 3 days, and you full time. So you can pick your days and stuff like that. And other buildings or other floors, they don't even exist. But then, like, you pick your days. No, it's always Monday through Sunday. I'm like, oh, hell no, bitch. See, Jesus had a day to rest, and I want mine.
Lord.
But I ain't waiting for the 7th day.
The 17th of August?
I said I'm not waiting for the 7th day.
Oh, I was going to say.
He said he had work, he did whatever, and then he rests on the 7th day.
Lord.
What are you eating tonight? What you eating tonight? What you doing for lunch?
I don't even know. It depends on who got the shortest line.
The shortest line. Hey. What you close to? You close to an American Deli or Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's, something like that?
It's a Chick-fil-A and a Zaxby's.
What you get from Zaxby's? What you get from clubs and stuff?
I be getting a little chicken finger plate, but sometimes I might get club sandwich.
What you should do is get you, go to Chick-fil-A, get their Chick-fil-A spicy sandwich, but ask for their secret sauce. The secret sauce is some type of shit that they put on it, but it's so sweet and spicy, it's hard to explain, but it's so good, honey. It makes you have 20 orgasms and back, but it's just so good, like, I don't know what it is. They won't tell you. Just ask them for that. And they're going to put it on the burger. On the chicken sandwich. Honey, when you try that, you're going to be like, customers talking about this. This shit is good as fuck. it is so good. I like spicy stuff. I don't like none of these just straight bland. And if I put hot sauce on, they can suck it off, I would do that. But I haven't found one to do it with.
I am so weak. Oh my god.
None of them fast, mate. I can see your chocolate get put out of class, but you know what? I don't care. I'll take the picture with you. I don't care. I'll take the picture. Girl, ooh, don't let one of us have a car. Girl, you want to go home?
Oh, I'm down.
Yeah, your mama. Coming home, going home. They gonna call the school and say we skipped out, but tell them it was a bad. I'm a bad influence on people. Oh Jesus! See, my brother, he's the most calmer version of me. He one of the gays that just calm as he's born. I'm the one that's just out there, honey. I like to get. I will, honey, girl. Let me tell you this one time. One time I went over to Miami. All right, and it was a pole. You know the little cross, the little long poles and stuff that you gotta press the button so you can cross over stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What I had on, I was with my homegirl and two of they niggas. I had on my white Gucci Crocs. I had on some baby Duke jeans.
Oh.
And I had my high heel, like, strap black boots. and I had 30 inches of blonde busting down straight down my back, middle part. So I climbed up that pole, honey, and I was doing my little dance. Why do these folks start throwing money? And
I was so finna ask.
Looked at me, smiled, and kept walking.
I hope you picked your money up.
I did, cause my dude just straight up to $100, but he wanted some head after that. I said, baby, no, I was just doing this for a video, but thanks for the money, but. This is called the Bentley experience, not the give it out experience. The Bentley experience, you're gonna get you a dance and a nice little sensation. But honey, you're gonna keep that wee whack in now.
Lord. You say you ain't none of what's the name? What's the name on P Van? Who's her name? The one I don't like.
Well, you said the one you don't like.
Yes, what's her name? She knew.
Autumn?
I don't like her either, but it's another. What was her name? It's
okay, we got Keyson. We got Mercedes. We got Autumn. We got that white girl. That her name is Whisper.
That be with Whisper.
See, now you going back to season one. So,
The one that just came this season. The one, what is her?
So that means, well, hold on. Is she a stripper?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be her. That was just a different wig she had on that day. Oh, girl, help me. I don't know. Who do you mean? I just know Mercedes. I know Autumn. I know Whisper. Miss Mississippi. Which is still Keyshawn. But, who else?
She got, like, red hair, and it's short. It's, like, black and red.
It was red and white in one episode.
I'm trying to think.
Like, it was like she had a bang, but it was red and white.
Yes.
That I still feel like that was Mercedes with another wig on. Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, that can't be her. She just had another wig on. But girl, I know who you talking about. God damn it, she got an ass. Damn, what her name? Red bone, big bone.
Not her. The other one. The one who doing more than just stripping when she ain't supposed to be doing more than just stripping.
Girl, I still feel like you're talking about Autumn, or you're talking about Mercedes, that is Mercedes, because she had on that lipstick, and they gave her a nickname back then. Her coworker was joking on her, talking about some, a man was looking for a girl with a dick sucking lip.
Yeah,
Mercedes!
I thought her name was like Roulette or something.
Hell no, No, because the other time they had a problem with a stripper was Mercedes sucking that man's dick. What the next one was? Whisper, she sneezed. You know, and then she kept saying it was allergies and stuff like that. And they had almost got the paint closed down by that lady. Who else? Who else broke the rules? Autumn Knight broke the rules because she... Because then when they had that little thing that said no titties, and they had to cover everything up, and she broke the rules, and she was looking at the camera,
mm-hmm.
and Cliff said, I have to get this little yellow heifer. When they understand about no titties. Big heifer.
You need your own show.
I need it, but I like to entertain people in real life. I can't be behind no camera.
Lord have mercy. Disclaim. I told you, you.
Oh, 55 minutes. I'm done. Okay.
Okay. What's your job title?
Well, I'm still a certified nursing assistant. I guess I'm supposed to be that.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And you said you filing for Jackson?
Mm-hmm. I filed it for like Jackson Hospital.
That's what it say on the pay stub? That's what it say, like that's the name on the pay stub?
Oh, it says like Nolan. Nolan's Health Services on the little pay stub thing. Because I'm looking at my bank account every time they pay me, or when they use the payment, all it's paying through is Nolan Health Services.
You got a phone number for them?
Phone number I have. Let's see, go to it. All right. 334-240-0537.
And you remember what your start date was there?
My start date was gone up here. I'm glad I got all the screenshots. Thank God. My first day was February the 14th.
And that was this year?
Mm-hmm.
And you said your last day was June 6th?
Mm-hmm. The last day the floor closed was like June 6th. Then they just gave us a little form in the mail to say look out for, like on our last day. And then I just saw this and they just said, you know, either you can call it or try to do it online, but I'd rather call it.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Nope, but I wish, but it's whatever.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Mm-mm. You talking about them PPP plans?
No, like a 401k or something.
Girl. Shout out to them people doing them fraud things, baby, because they up that thing, that penalty up to 35 years.
Lord.
I'm still wondering, how can you get a loan like that so easy? Like, but we ain't gonna get into that on the phone, honey.
I ain't got 35 years of my life to give away.
35 to life. Depends on how much you scammed them for. And you still gotta pay it back. How are you gonna pay it back? Prison.
Oh, no.
Oh, but they've been looking for the ones that went from a Honda Accord to a Rolls Royce and went from a trailer park to having a Rick Ross mess. They're looking for them. The
Ooh.
Ones who made it obvious.
Not the Rick Ross mess.
Yeah. Father, Rick Ross wants fat out. He'll be baby daddy if he wants so fat, honey.
I thought he lost some weight.
Baby, he can lose weight, but his dick need to gain it. It needs some help. Now, if you want to make a donation, honey, he needs it. I believe his head gain is probably his only strong point. I hope he can eat some pussy, because baby. If I was his girlfriend on Sugar Mama, I'd really be fucking with him just for the money. Hell, I can't get nothing else. Imagine you, a nigga rich, you can't get, he can't give you no dick, he can't give you no good head, like nothing.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-mm-mm.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I want everything, but the government will protect my shit from me. They will bend you over and make you scream. So I open my legs up and I say, baby, please. That's in the song, Thank You Will. Nicki Minaj and Beyonce and Cardi, you know.
They
the whole album ain't been really shit. First of all, come on to be a Nicki Minaj, never gonna talk. They never be in the same space. ever. True Cardi. It's Nikki Gang over here, first off.
I'm so dead. You sound just like my sister.
She a bar?
Yes.
Okay, well, you got a good sister in you. She wants you won't get jumped. It's simple. Well, hold on, man. What the? Hold on. Is you a Cardi?
I'm a neutral.
You a Cardi or are you a bar?
I can't be both.
You who?
I can't be both.
Hell no, you can't be no damn both. What? Oh, let me drink my. Where's my champagne? Honey, I need some champagne. I was just drinking my Moscato. Now I need some champagne. Can I be both? One got talent, the other one ain't nothing.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit. Lord have mercy. Ooh. You just fit my heart with that one for your guy. Dang.
Lord have mercy. All right, so I'm going to give you a PIN number for you to call in and do your certifications each week.
So we wrap this thing corner. All right, one more thought.
Hey, it's 7898.
Okay, and what I do with this number?
You call in anytime Sunday through Friday, and you can either do it online or you can call the number. And you do what's called a weekly certification. And basically all you're doing is you just report any job searches or any wages if you had any. So you're basically just checking in.
Okay. So how will I know if I get paid anything now, or I just wait till Sunday or whatever?
Well, you start calling in on Sunday, but it's still going to take them 2 to 3 weeks to approve the, what's it called, the claim. And...
Mm-hmm.
Then, in order to be eligible for it to be approved, you got to do your certifications every week. So, if you miss a week, you got to call back and reopen the claim.
Okay.
So, now I just got to
mm-hmm.
I just got to read you the closing statements with all the little phone numbers and stuff.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must again meet the unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. Alabama.
Got it.
.gov.
.gov. Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.
Okay.
.alabama.
Mm-hmm.
.gov.
.gov. Boom. Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
All right.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay. So that's all I need.
Yes, sir.
Box. And I'll just send the wedding. So is there anything else I have in here? Or you need it?
No, that's it.
Well, I'm like, honey, I guess I'm going here and find me somebody boyfriend to fuck with. I know they out there, honey. All I gotta do is mention PS5 and all that, man. You don't want a man. That's how you get a man, bitch. Start talking about a game.
Them PS5s ain't cheap.
Honey, I gave up looking for one. If you got one, kudos to you, cause yeah, I'm done looking. I'm not about to pay no $3,000. For that game, so we cool.
Ooh, that's a down payment right there.
But have you heard of the new one that's coming out though? And not only that, on my birthday, September 14th, how about the new iPhone coming out?
Lord, these folks need iPhone.
So the iPhone's gonna have 5 cameras on it. It seems like this is the only upgrades they're doing is giving you a new camera or more features. This thing got 5 cameras. It's going to have 3 in the front. You can call up to 7 people on FaceTime, it claims. I don't know how 7 people are going to fit in this little screen, but they're going to have that. And it's going to have voice unlock. But along with, you know, the Face ID. This is crazy.
So I'm going to keep this 11 till it tells.
Honey, I don't know if you got the Mac, but I just got the regular 11.
I just got the regular one.
I'm happy with my 2 little cameras and this little flash. It don't do a job. See, that's just crazy. But what time you get off of work?
5.
5 o'clock, it's 11, super fast. Well, shoot, you better go find you something to eat or watch. Well, shoot, I don't know. What you in the office?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said, girl, if you was at home, go to bed. I would be in my bed asleep. Yeah, see, them at home jobs is... That's gonna set me up for failure, because, like, finally, once I get in the bed, all the issues are no longer mine. I'm be like, you're gonna hear chips, you're gonna hear sodas being popped, you might hear the shower running. please hold, and then you forget to press me. Man, I'm on the phone with these raggedy ass people. Yo, I don't know who she's talking to. Like, well, she don't know what I packed it. She said she didn't pay for it. Baby, the truth is, her car declined 3 times.
Not 3 times.
It at me because this is the same lady who was talking to Rhonda trying to figure out how to get her Kia Rio back. How you get a Kia Rio repossessed and the payments on it is $50 a month?
Not, oh Lord.
The Kia Rio ain't over $50 a month. And she'll be a problem.
I paid $15,000 for this.
Lord.
I would have. Oh, matter of fact, another person you can look up to. Look up, write this down too. Write, type in Keisha Jones on YouTube. It's like a little Muppet book, a little Muppet, but it's a person. He be on he be doing little comedy shows with a Muppet doll, and he be doing like call centers and how Atlanta Police Department be and stuff like that. And the other video I want you to watch is my bitch Trey Melvin, aka Watermelon Drea. Who else? Can I give you one more person? Who else? King. Shit, I can think about the other person, but those are the only two that I can off the bat. Those are my favorites to watch, like to have a good time with. If you're having a bad day, watch them. My girl, I hope you stay in school, and please don't let these niggas fuck your head up and try to sell you a penny, but trying to sell you $1 billion, but it's really a penny.
Never that.
Because what all they talk, niggas talk good games, and it's coming from the pros. They'll talk to you. Nah, that's what make it look like, oh, they'll give you the world and stuff like that. When you come down to it, honey, me and show you the true colors in intense situations. Mm-hmm.
I believe.
So, shoot, when you get out of this call today, just look in the mirror and realize who you are and your worth. You better flip that hat back and be like, you know, I'm that bitch. Why, damn, you'll realize, hey, when you tell yourself that and believe it, oh, your whole personality, everything gonna change. People don't understand what giving themselves talks in the mirror and stuff like that will do, but they rather look for that type of emotion and validation through other folks. Honey, other folks will never look at you the way you look at you, and that's all I got to say on that.
You sound like my mama.
Oh, well, shoot. I'm her spirit speaking through you then. Shoot. But, honey, but you be safe and you just try to keep your head calm. I know you stressing, you going through what you're going through right now, but that's just temporary. All that's going to fly over. I know everybody told you the same shit, but just believe in it. So, that's it.
You too.
But you have a good day. You enjoy it, all right?
You too.
All right, y'all love. Thank you.
You're welcome.